your smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM at 1 o'clock, the latest now with Joanna Earle.
A lorry driver's died and a teenager's been seriously injured following a crash and a suspected hit and run on the M20. Kieran's got the details for KMFM.
Well, emergency crews were called to the London-bound carriageway between junctions 7 and 6 following a crash between a car and lorry just before 2 this morning. A 19-year-old who had been driving a Corsa was then knocked down when he got out of the car. He's been taken to hospital with a serious leg injury. The 44-year-old lorry driver from Poland suffered a suspected heart attack after the smash and died at the scene. Police are now looking for the vehicle that didn't stop and say it would have suffered significant damage. It's not known if the driver was aware they'd hit something before driving off.
This is KMFM News.
Police in Thailand say a man who was seen on CCTV carrying a backpack just before a blast went off in Bangkok is the bomber. 22 people were killed in the attack during yesterday's rush hour. Lloyd Figgins is an international security expert who's worked in Thailand. He says tourists should listen to advice from the government and other sources.
I would encourage people to look outside of those government agencies as well. Look a little bit further. There's some very, very credible security analysts on Twitter, on social media, because those are the people who are on the ground getting credible information.
Three people have been taken to hospital following a suspected stabbing in Gravesend. Police taped off part of Queen Street after being called to reports of an assault last night. Two men have been taken to Darrant Valley Hospital with arm wounds. A third is at Medway Maritime with a head injury. One person's been arrested.
KMFM News.
Around half of all train tickets sold in England are going to be limited to a 1% increase next year. The government's capping regulated fares from January, which includes season tickets, based on the latest inflation figures. These commuters reckon whatever the increase, they're not getting value for money.
You pay so much and you can't even have a seat on the train either.
The service you get, it's quite crowded.
For my everyday commute to and from work, travelling twice a day, I think it's a bit much.
It would probably be cheaper to run a car.
A prolific shoplifter from Maidstone who stole more than £1,000 worth of goods has been jailed. Lee Cuthbert targeted several homes and businesses between April and May. The 37-year-old from the harbour in Sutton Valence has been sentenced to 3 years and three and a half years.
KMFM News.
Exactly 75 years after the heaviest losses during the Battle of Britain, planes from the Second World War are flying over Kent this lunchtime. Spitfires and Hurricanes are due to leave Biggin Hill Airport shortly and head to the coast, along with former airfields Westmorling, Detling and Gravesend. The RAF lost 136 aircraft on what became known as the hardest day. Patrick Tootall from the Battle of Britain Memorial Trust in Capel of Ferne says it's important we remember.
The Battle of Britain was indeed a decisive victory of the last century, and we've all got to realise the great sacrifice that a limited number of pilots, the many thousands of people who actually supported them to make sure they could be in the right place at the right time to deal with the enemy.
And it seems Margate's glory days may no longer be a thing of the past. Figures given to KMFM show the latest exhibition at Turner Contemporary has seen over 135,000 visits, 25% more than the same time in 2014. There's also been a bigger demand for hotel rooms.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Plumbing, for all your home emergency plumbing needs. Visit dinoplumbingkent.co.uk.
Football and Gillingham will be hoping to continue their unbeaten start to the season as they take on Bradford tonight. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Andy.
Well, it follows their 1-1 draw with Port Vale on Saturday and 4-0 wins over Sheffield United and Plymouth in the League and Capital One Cup. Boss Justin Edinburgh says the players are going to give it their all to avoid being defeated.
We'll go there and be competitive. It's going to be another tough game, but we're learning all the time as a young group. We're starting to have some real trust and togetherness, and we'll go there and again try and give a good account of ourselves.
Kickoff's at 7:45. Meanwhile, Manchester United start their campaign to reach the group stages of the Champions League later. They're at home to Belgium side Bruges in the first leg of their qualifying playoff. United are aiming to return to Europe's top club competition after missing out last season. Cricket, and Kent are still in with a chance of making the quarterfinals of the One Day Cup after a brilliant 5-wicket win over Nottinghamshire last night. After bowling the Outlaws out for 335, Sam Billings hit a century for the Spitfires as they reached the victory target with 8 balls to spare. Kent's next game in the competition is against Warwickshire tomorrow.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.